Module 11, Advanced Topics. This module will discuss some advanced concepts related to knowledge management. These concepts will help you understand when knowledge management becomes a mature program in your organization. In addition, you will learn how to keep it healthy and strong throughout the years after it has been implemented. The Knowledge Management Maturity Model. The KM Maturity Model describes 5 levels. Number 1, Initial. The organization is at the beginning and just starting out in tracking their performance using knowledge management. Number 2, Respectable. The organization is experiencing success, but problem areas exist. Number 3, Defined. The organization is being managed well. It is competing strongly within the market. Number 4, Managed. The organization is in control of the market and employees are empowered to make decisions. Number 5, Optimizing. The organization is at a mature level and has a strong reputation and is setting trends in the market. This model will help you understand where you are in the process. Remember that it could take years for knowledge management to affect your organization in the way Level 5 describes. Absorptive capacity. The absorptive capacity is the organization's ability to recognize the value of new knowledge, integrate it, and apply it in a way that creates competitive advantage. The ability for an organization to do this depends on the prior knowledge and diversity of background. There are 2 levels of capacity. Potential capacity is the organization's receptiveness to acquiring and assimilating external knowledge. Realized capacity is the organization's ability to combine existing knowledge and new knowledge and integrating it. There are indicators in determining the extent of absorptive capacity. Level of knowledge acquisition. How much is invested in research and development? Assimilation. Number of references to other sources in an organization's publication. Transformation. Number of new products ideas. Exploitation. Number of new product rollouts. Rustiness. Here are some tips to keeping your knowledge management project vibrant over time. Do not rely on IT to sustain your program. Knowledge management is not a program, it is a philosophy and culture. Keep involved in the process and always look to new ways of doing things or improvements. Expand your support to as many high-level managers. Do not rely on one sponsor. What will you do if they leave the organization? Keep training employees on new technologies and processes. Keep the lines of communication open. Work to make knowledge management a standard in the organization. When possible, build your KMBOK. Process model types. A process model describes how a process should be done. It outlines what the process looks like. It is usually an illustration which conveys the actions, relationships, and reasons to completing a process. Using a process model will help to make the process more memorable to your organization. You can use many models. Once you finalize what the process for knowledge management will look like, it is a good step to put it in a process model. The example you received is just one way to put your knowledge management program in an illustration. There are many ways to achieve this. The point here is to create a process model to help solidify knowledge management and create a lasting image for your organization. Case study. Tony had beads of sweat swimming on his forehead. Amanda watched and ran to his aid. Tony explained that the workday felt like an uphill battle for him. Amanda knew just what to do. Amanda volunteered to help get him over the hump one step at a time. Together, they were able to dig through the pile of work weighing Tony down and chip away part of his problem. Tony couldn't believe how much lighter he felt in no time flat. Amanda beamed with pride. Amanda knew that climbing a hill with no support didn't make any sense at all. Tony learned a hard lesson. Amanda hit the nail on the head. Tony needed to have the proper tools in place to make any headway in his day. Amanda opened his eyes to a much more efficient way of getting the job done.